Ready to meet Marla and Jake?
Sure, Layla said. She followed Bed away from their father's body, away from the cloying smell of lilies, toward a far corner of the room. On her drive to the funeral home, Layla envisioned an assemblage of stereotypical mobsters, thick-bodied thugs in cheap-looking suits or athletic wear, all of them flashing some type of gold, chains, rings, or watches. As it turned out, a few attendees matched this description, but they were far outnumbered by ordinary-looking men and women, mostly middle-aged or older, with a few young adults and toddlers sprinkled here and there, presumably children or grandchildren of the mourners. Most guests looked like the ones who'd attended her grandparents' funerals.
Still, as she and Bet made their way around and through the clusters of guests, Layla took in as many male faces as she could, just as she'd done on the way up to the coffin. She searched for anyone resembling the picture her mother had drawn years ago during one of her waitressing shifts. Any man with dark, downturned eyes and a widow's peak. Any man with a blank, yet devouring stare. Once again, no luck. Once again, Layla told herself that it had been 30 years since her mother had made that drawing on the back of an order sheet. By now, maybe, the man she'd sketched was dead, just like her.